I'm not afraid to die. music you won't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Busting our way in the second hour of today's show. Thanks for joining me here on a really hot Tuesday morning. It's wearing me out. We finished up there with music from a band called Peonies. Peonies are a mixed-gendered indie alt pop trio out of Jakarta, Indonesia. It's Jody Sinta Sita are the threesome that make up the Peonies. This is the second go-around as a band. They were together in 2016, then they took a brief hiatus, reformed in 2017, and then they re-released and remastered this single called Summer, which is what you just heard there, to restart the band. It's originally from their full-length album, Landscape. For that, Pretty Girls Make Graves from Elan Vital with Parade, Peter, Bjorn, and John. Young folks from Writer's Block. New tune from LL. The single that they released as a standalone. It's called Be Yeah. And Eric Hutchinson got the hour started out with a tune called Watching Me, Watching Him, which is from his album Moving Up, Living Down.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon or go to alanon.org.
We have music coming to you in this hour from The Smiths, some Los Lobos, and also some Michelle Shocked. Next up, I've got a tune for you. It's a brand new song from Family of the Year. I first found Family of the Year back in 2012 with the release of a four-song EP entitled St. Croix, which was the title track, really got my attention. If you're not familiar, they are a delightful alt indie pop band. They're based out of Los Angeles. The band is fronted by two Welsh brothers, Joseph and Sebastian Keefe. They're ably assisted by Christina Schroeder and James Buckey, both from, well, actually from California and Florida, respectively. Their latest effort is an album. It's entitled Goodbye Sunshine, Hello Nighttime. Came out on the 18th of May of this year. This song is called Latchkey Kids. New music from Family of the Year here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. 5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Banging our way through the 11. It's like, well, half past the hour of 11. We still got lots of music going along the way, but just one day I was in a good mood because I really like that song. That is a piece from a 21-year-old. Actually, he's kind of a producer from Fremantle, Australia. His stage name is Ukio, but his given name is Timothy Arnott. Quite popular in his home country with write-ups singing his praises. He does a wonderful job of blending hip-hop EDM with a touch of pop sensibility. That song is called Calling. He gets vocal help from Your Girl Foe. He self-released it in February of last year, and I just checked this morning for a little fun. He's got almost 345,000 spins on SoundCloud, and the thing is really doing well for him. For that, the Smiths from The Queen Is Dead. Big Mouth Strikes Again and Family of the Year. Their new album is called Goodbye Sunshine, Hello Nighttime, and we sampled Latchkey Kids. Want to remind you that our next feature is coming up at the top of the hour, about half an hour away, is Cover Me. And what do I have coming here? I have a cover tune from The Cardigans, and it's been redone and reimagined. So that's coming your way. In the meanwhile, though, we're going to keep it moving here with some music from Gabriella Cohen. She fronts the indie rock all-female foursome that are from Melbourne, Australia. She came on strong in 2016 with the release of her debut full-length disc called Full Disclosure or No Details, which got her a great deal of attention. Her follow-up album is called Pink is the Color of Unconditional Love, which came out June 1st. This song is called Music Machine. It's new music from Gabriella Cohen here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
For something in between.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is new music from Snail Mail, as a matter of fact. That is really just the stage name for a solo project from Lindsay Jordan. She's from Baltimore, Maryland. She released her debut album, Habit, in 2016 when Lindsay was just 16. She was still in high school. She's now 18. She signed with Matador Records, and she released her sophomore effort, Lush, on June 8th. That tune there was called Pristine, and that was one of the pre-release singles, so I thought I'd revisit that. If you're interested, I mentioned earlier during the new release show that Snail Mail will be playing with Hatchie and Always at the Paradise Rock Club on September 25th. I am definitely planning on going there. And meanwhile, though, I want to invite you over to join me on my other show. It's called Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Oh, surprise, surprise. It airs on Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. And we're doing the same stuff here that we do there, all except the new release show is not there. Anyway, I want to mention also Los Lobos before that from La Bamba, that title track, and Gabrielle Cohen with a song called Music Machine. Let's keep it going here with a new track from the Belafontes, or the Belafontes. They are an unsigned indie new pop surf rock trio. They're from Melbourne, Australia. They're fronted by Jess Belafonte and supported by Paul and Joel Belafonte. I really don't think they're all related. I think it's more like the Ramones concept where they just all adopt the same last name. The song I have to share with you is, well, it's a high-energy surf-sounding fun rocker. It's called Where the City Meets the Sea. It's been self-released as a single. It's available for free download, and I provided you that link at my website, which is tksmusic.com. New music from the Belafontes here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Sunshine. TK and Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM WMFO.
Just like
WMFO in Medford. The times are tough now, just getting tougher. This whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me. Yes, as Bruce says, it is time for Cover Me. And the cover song that I've chosen for you today is Love Fool. It was originally written and recorded by the Cardigans back in 1996 and was featured on their third album, First Band on the Moon. This cover is by